I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tonight's a big night for President Obama and his push for health care reform. The president is making his case for reform in a televised speech before a joint session of Congress. There's a lot at stake for Americans, and that's something all parties in the health care debate can agree on. But there may be a lot at stake for people in other countries as well. Some of the president's critics say changing the U.S. health care system could stifle the kind of expensive medical research and innovation that American companies are known for. That, the argument goes, would be bad for patients all around the globe. Zach Cooper is a health economist at the London School of Economics. Zach Cooper, if the U.S. were to control health care costs, what could that mean for medical innovation that benefits the entire world?
You know, Marco, it's interesting that you talked about spending. You know, over the last couple of years, we've seen spending spiral out of control. But if we look at some of the R&D pipelines at some of these big drug companies, we haven't seen the innovation. So I think this link between spending a lot on healthcare and having this very, very innovative pharmaceutical industry is really a myth. You know, and I think what the president's trying to do is change the incentives from providing more to providing better. And so, I think when we start focusing on better, that's when we're going to get quality.
If you think the expense and innovation is kind of a myth, what do people around the world look to the United States for in terms of medical care?
I think the pharmaceutical sector in whole is doing a really, really good job developing a host of innovative drugs. You know, we've done a good job in areas like blood pressure medication, some of the peptic ulcer drugs. And a lot of that research is actually being funded by the government through the NIH. You know, and nothing is going to change about the NIH budget under President Obama's reform plans. You know, if anything, he's going to highlight things like comparative effectiveness research, which promote drugs that are better than existing drugs rather than rewarding pharmaceutical companies for bringing out drugs that are referred to as Me Too drugs that are similar, if not worse, than existing drugs on the market.
We were recently looking at a Tufts University study cited by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, a drug industry trade group. It said 75% of all new drugs approved worldwide from 2005 to 2007 were first introduced in the U.S. So that would seem to suggest that the U.S. healthcare system, even though it might be inefficient, really does drive medical innovation for the rest of the world.
I think it does drive innovation, but I don't think anything that President Obama is proposing is going to hurt innovation. If anything, I think it's going to make it better. You know, I'll give you three examples here. Let's talk about health policy innovation. You know, 75% of people in Iowa are insured by the same company. You know, that's not a recipe for innovative health policy. You know, in terms of medical care, the places that provide the best care, the most innovative care, the Cleveland Clinics and the Mayo Clinics of the world, are actually the cheapest. And the question is, how do we create incentives to get more Mayo Clinics, to get more efficient providers? You know, and similarly, on the pharmaceutical front, if so much is drugs come out that aren't necessarily innovative, but simply enter the market, how do we reward drugs that are really fundamentally better? How do we use comparative effectiveness research to get drugs that are not only, you know, able to enter the market, but are able to really help patients?
So obviously a pivotal speech tonight for President Obama. Here's a preview of it he gave to ABC's Good Morning America.
The intent of the speech is to, A, make sure that the American people are clear exactly what it is that we're proposing. B, to make sure that Democrats and Republicans understand that I'm open to new ideas, that we're not being rigid and ideological about this thing, but we do intend to get something done this year.
Zach Cooper, as a health policy expert sitting outside the U.S., what are you looking for in the president's speech tonight?
Well, I want four elements from the president. First, I want him to remind us why healthcare is important. You know, why are we focusing on healthcare reform? Second, I want to know details. I want the president to take ownership and spell out what he thinks we need to have in the plan. Third, I think it's important that he talks about universal coverage, that he really does make a push on expanding coverage to the people who don't already have it. And I think he has to say that this is bigger than politics. You know, this isn't about reelection. This isn't about Democrats and Republicans. It's about healthcare. This is an issue that concerns all of us. It isn't partisan, and we need to do better.
Zach Cooper is a health economist at the London School of Economics. Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.